Elementary teachers certainly know that words matter. There's been lots of emphasis on vocabulary development at the elementary level, but it's no secret to middle school and high school teachers that words still matter. Vocabulary development becomes even more essential as students move through the secondary schooling system. One of the problems, though, with vocabulary development at the secondary level is that there are a number of structural things that get in the way. In particular, for lots of students, the school day, which is divided into a whole bunch of different periods, really requires them to make these big conceptual shifts all throughout the day, and with it, the academic language demands that go along with it. So, for instance, they may be doing one kind of vocabulary development in English, and then suddenly the bell rings, and now they're in biology, where there's a completely different approach and a completely different set of academic language demands that are happening in that class. Another barrier to vocabulary development at the secondary level is that in most cases, teachers, while experts in their own field, are not necessarily aware of the type of vocabulary that is being developed in other subject areas. So they're not able to capitalize on the vocabulary work that students are doing in those other content areas. A third barrier is that in many cases, departments themselves don't develop a core set of vocabulary knowledge that students should progress through as they go through the scope and sequence, for instance, of science development. And I'll give you an example. The vocabulary that happens in earth science and biology and chemistry and physics are all related to one another. You can take a term like composition, for example, and it has implications in each of those fields. However, many departments don't necessarily develop or identify that type of vocabulary demand that should be built upon as students go through a sequence of content area courses. And then the final barrier that I know we've seen lots of times in schools is that there's this outdated view that it's really just the English department's responsibility to be able to take care of vocabulary development.
In response to these challenges, we've developed a 5-part school-wide vocabulary initiative. We'll review each of these parts now. Number one, we have to make it intentional. We have to identify specific and targeted vocabulary that deserves special attention within and across the content areas. We have to think about which words need instruction, which words students will develop automatically, and which words are going to confuse them because of their multiple meaning nature. Second, we have to make it transparent. Using teacher modeling, we need to demonstrate to students how scientists, artists, mathematicians, and historians use vocabulary in their daily thinking. We also have to show students how to solve for unknown words using their background knowledge and word parts. Third, we have to make it usable. Students need many authentic opportunities to use new vocabulary in their oral and written language. We know that learning is social, and students learning new vocabulary will take it on in the company of their teachers and their peers. Because learners get bored, they satiate quickly on vocabulary activities. Teachers need a rich bank of instructional routines and procedures for fostering vocabulary usage in their classrooms. Number four, we have to make it personal. Students must solidify their vocabulary knowledge through novel applications and independent learning. This is a time when students are ready to incorporate vocabulary learning into more formal academic writing and their academic speech. And finally, we have to make vocabulary a priority. School-wide, we need to pay attention to the words that students need to learn. One of the ways we do this is through wide reading. Students need to read to learn words every single day. And we can do things like WOW, Words of the Week, 5 words that have a common prefix, suffix, root, or base that are studied throughout the school day across content areas. Making it a priority means that all teachers in the school understand the vital role that vocabulary plays in learning content.
Students at the middle school and high school level require as much attention to vocabulary development as their elementary peers. The demands for academic language usage, especially in forms of oral and written expression, continue to accelerate through the secondary years. And a school-wide commitment to vocabulary development can truly ensure that students are word-wise and content-rich.